blah.
Alrighty, we have a recording here. We're going to do a little bit of an Apple Watch demo here on the Apple Podcast. Blake has the privilege of owning an Apple Watch, and he has volunteered his time, generously donating of his time, to do a little demo for us.
I'm probably not going to go through everything, but I will give a little bit of a description of the watch that I have. It is the 42mm sports version. It's the cheapest. I got it for $350 off of Amazon. The top is just the screen, of course. It's taller than it is wide, and by the width I'm referring to the one side which has the round digital crown which sticks out of the side at the top. Oh dear. Internet's dying or something. And the rectangular power or side button or friends, it has multiple names. We'll call it the power button. The other side has a speaker and the microphone. The bottom has a slightly raised round area for the charger and the heart rate sensor, and also the sensors that identify whether the watch is on a wrist.
Now, which way would we put it on a wrist?
Generally, the orientation is the watch on either wrist with the screen facing up, the round part that would be raised in contact with your wrist so it can read your heart rate, and the crown and power buttons pointing toward your wrist, but you can orient it so that they're pointed toward your elbow as well. That's in the watch settings.
So the speaker and microphone will be on the right side? No, they'll be on the bottom.
If it's on your right wrist, the speaker and microphone would be on the right side with your hand pointing to the left. If it's on your left wrist, the speaker and microphone would be on the left side with your hand pointed to the right.
So if you're holding it straight out, the speaker and microphone would be on the bottom, right?
If you're pointing it straight out, the speaker and microphone would be facing you, because on the bottom is where the heart rate sensor is. The bottom of the watch is what's in contact with your wrist.
Yeah. And where does the band connect?
The band connects on either side of the watch. It kind of slides in and locks in place, not with any kind of clicking sound. And underneath the band, where the heart rate sensor is and where you magnetically connect it to its cable to charge the watch, the round thing I was talking about, there's little buttons that you press. It's kind of like a rectangular indentation, kind of, and there's a button in there. You kind of press it down, and then the band slides out one direction. I forget which way it goes, but I think it goes away from the crown.
Is it one of those bands where it goes through the watch or underneath the watch, or is it two separate bands?
The one I have is two separate bands, and one part has holes in it, and the other has a little pin as well as a little area where you kind of tuck the end of the band that has holes in it underneath the other part and kind of slide it into place. The hole will go in where the pin is, and that keeps it in place, yeah. So it's kind of a complicated, different kind of thing. Well, it's not too complicated. I should say it's pretty easy, but it does take a little bit of getting used to. Any other questions about the physical description?
How sensitive is the screen?
It's as sensitive as the iPhone screen, I would say.
Now, is this one... what does the crown do?
The crown has a variety of different functions. If you're on a call, you can turn it to turn the volume up and down. You can press it to wake the watch up, or toggle from the home screen to the watch face. double-click the crown to toggle from the two most the two previously used apps. One is generally the watch face, and the other could be the alarm settings or the settings app or the messages or whatever. You can triple-click it to turn an accessibility feature on or off, either VoiceOver or Zoom. And you can also have a feature enabled in VoiceOver where you can actually use the crown to navigate and turn the crown to select various items. So that can make navigation a lot easier.
So now when you turn the crown, does it ever stop or it just keeps spinning?
It stops. It's not like a... It's got resistance. It's like a crown on a watch.
No, but does it stop when it's, like... You know how on, like, a radio, when you turn the dial, it'll stop at some point?
Oh, no, you can just keep spinning it around and around.
Okay.
Any other questions?
What were the other buttons you were talking about?
The only other button is the power button. So you can press it to open the friends. It's kind of like a clock with 12 spaces on it for different people that you can quickly double tap on and contact in various different ways. I think that's how it works. You can hold it for the power options. You can press it twice quickly for Apple Pay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I had one, but I don't remember which one it was.
Well, if you figure out what it is, just say I've got my question figured out and I'll let you go. All right, so to wake the watch from sleep, which it's at right now when it's not doing anything, you can do it in one of two ways. You can raise your wrist, which I have that feature turned off, or you can tap the screen. You can also press either of the two, the crown or the power button, and that'll wake it as well. But generally, I tap the screen. When you tap it, you will hear the time announced.
2014 and 28 seconds.
So I'm on an analog face, so the time is announced along with the seconds, and I'm using 24-hour time. Also on the face, I have the date.
2014 and 43 seconds.
Did you swipe right?
No, I touched an area on the screen. I'm trying to find where the date is.
January 2nd.
So it's kind of on the right side of this face, a little lower than where the middle of the screen would be. And on four corners of the face, I have complications. And those are basically different items that offer you more complex things than a normal time would have. It's not something Apple came up with. It's what a watch has had for a long time.
Go ahead.
So say you're in public, right, and you accidentally tap the watch, could it actually wake up the screen? Or?
Yeah, it could. If you accidentally tap the watch in public, it'd wake it up.
That's what I mean. Like, what if you're, like, taking a test and you accidentally tap it? Could you get in trouble for that? Or technically, is there a way to shut that off?
You can't turn that off, no. You could turn the watch off, or you could turn VoiceOver down to an extremely low volume and mute the sounds, which I would recommend if you were in a school situation.
Now, when you have the VoiceOver on, with the VoiceOver sounds, when you turn the dial up and down, the crown, does it actually make the click sound of a VoiceOver? When you turn the crown, does it make the sound, like, no. The volume sound? That, oh, it doesn't?
No, because the crown is not how you adjust voiceover volume. That's done differently. Actually, so, what?
He's probably wondering if there are other sound effects, like when you flick left and right.
Oh, yeah. 2016 and 55 seconds. So you can hear the voiceover sounds. So flicking left.
Stopwatch. 0 seconds elapsed.
Flicking right.
2017, January 2nd.
So to adjust voiceover volume, what you do is you double tap two fingers on the screen and hold. And it kind of made a bit of a tone. You probably didn't hear it. You drag your fingers up or down the screen
40, 45, 30,
to adjust the volume.
40, 50, 55, 60, 70, 75, 80%.
So that's 80%.
What if you move the crown for volume for the actual watch?
60%.
That wouldn't adjust my volume right now. If I turned the crown.
Time 20, 45.
It just adjusts the time that is displayed on the face.
45. 21, 16.
And you can do that for various different things.
21, 16, and 18 seconds.
So I'm double tapped that to put it back to where it was. I'm going to touch the top right corner of the screen. These are going to be my complications.
Stopwatch. 0 seconds elapsed. Double tap to open stopwatch. Set timer. Double tap to open timer.
So I did the top right and the top left next. Now the bottom left. Says the alarm is on
to open alarm.
And at 5 o'clock.
72% battery power.
Are the alarm sounds the same?
The alarm is actually different.
Not the iPhone sounds that you can set. It's not like that. They're different sounds.
Right. So to navigate with the crown, by turning the crown, which I'm going to do through this demo, you take two fingers on the screen and triple tap.
Digital crown navigation on.
And then you do the same thing to turn it off. Now, you can only turn the crown to go to different things.
Now. Stopwatch. 0 seconds elapsed.
Now, is the watch unlocked?
0 seconds elapsed.
Yes, it is.
2019 and 54 seconds.
I thought it was still on the lock screen.
No, it's on the face right now. If I tap the crown once.
Home. Settings.
Press it once, I guess I should say. Then we're at the settings. And then I can turn it toward me. And then turn it away from me.
Timer, Zello, music, settings.
And I can double tap the screen when I reach whatever I want to be at to get there.
Settings, screen curtain, switch button, off.
So you're probably familiar with this one. This is in the voiceover settings. And you can turn that on or off. If it's on, no one will see the screen. So I'm going to take two fingers and swipe them right to left to go back. Oops.
Accessibility. Back button.
So that first sound you heard was actually the sound of what's called a force touch. Basically what that is when you press and hold on the screen with a little more force than you ordinarily would use. So I suspect
like 3D touch?
Yeah, I suspect that's what's in there.
General, back
So on the phone itself, there aren't too many settings.
Settings. Time.
So you can go into time and have the watch, I think it's display a time that is greater or less than what its current setting
so
is.
So we could possibly have it track coordinated universal time.
Yeah, you could possibly do that.
That'd be nice.
You could also do that in the world clock, I suspect. Or you could just tell it in your phone to use the UTC time zone.
Airplane mode.
Is there a way to make it so that it like says the time at like every half hour, every hour?
No, there is not. Unfortunately. So airplane mode will turn your radios on or off. So if you have airplane mode on, no communication with the phone. So you're going to limit yourself quite a bit. That's where you can go to pair Bluetooth devices. Headsets work with it. I suspect the Apple keyboard might work with it also.
Do not disturb.
When you turn this on, no notifications, like your phone.
General.
And in there we have a various number of different settings, and I'll go through some of them.
Brightness, sounds, and haptics.
Oops.
Brightness and text size.
So you can go in there and change your brightness, how bright the screen is, and what the size of the text is.
Sounds and haptics.
You can go in there to mute or unmute the sound. So if you're going somewhere like church, you want it muted. And you can also adjust the strength of the haptic tap, as they call it. You can have it high, medium, or low. I haven't noticed too much difference between the high and medium. Low, it seems to turn it off completely.
Settings. Time. Settings.
And
settings.
I guess that's it.
Bluetooth.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I was talking about for the,
passcode.
No, there's one more. Passcode. You can go in there and set your passcode. Remove it.
Oh, this ought
whatever.
To be good, a passcode on a watch.
Passcode.
Yep.
Passcode.
Okay, so that's it. Since we're at passcode, I'll go there to begin with.
Passcode. Back button. Turn passcode off.
So, I have a passcode on there. So if I take it off my wrist, it's going to ask me for the passcode. Or I can use my iPhone with its Touch ID to unlock the watch.
Change passcode.
I can change it, something different.
Unlock with iPhone. Tip. Switch button. On.
This setting you have to change on the iPhone.
Unlock with iPhone.
Tip. How is it working?
Switch
exactly?
Button.
The iPhone has an app called Watch, and in that app, there are various settings. You can change every setting on the phone that you can change on the watch, and then more. There's more settings that are on the phone that are not present on the watch, because it is designed to be used with your phone, so... And you can only display so much on the watch. So I'm going to go back.
Passcode. Sounds and haptics. Sounds and haptics. Back button. Alert volume. Heading. Volume. 100%. Adjustable.
This will be the... That's a familiar gesture for anyone using an iPhone. The alert volume, of course, is the volume of alerts. I like 100%. Some of the alerts are kind of quiet, like the messages alert and whatnot.
Mute. Switch button. Off.
That's where you can go to mute
Double
them.
Tap to toggle setting. Mute will not silence alarms and timers when Apple Watch is charging.
Can you show us the sounds, or is it just the same as the iPhones?
I can't actually show you what the sounds are, and they are different than the iPhone. I'll show you as much as I am able to.
Haptic strength. Heading. Haptic feedback. High. Adjustable.
That's where you can adjust the...
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
The haptic feedback.
Prominent haptics. Switch button. On.
Now what that does is before certain things, the phone will actually vibrate for a little bit. And it does use up some power, more than just the tap on the wrist thing would do. But I like it, because if I receive a message, it'll kind of make me a little more aware of it.
When this is on, Apple Watch will play a prominent haptic to pre-announce some common alerts. When this is on, Apple Watch will... Sounds and haptics. Brightness and text size.
So in there you can basically, like I said, adjust the brightness and the text size.
Brightness and text. Brightness. Heading. Brightness. Low. Adjustable.
So there's low.
Swipe up. Medium. High.
That's what we have.
High. Medium.
There's no percentage?
Nope. Three different brightness settings. So there's probably other things.
Brightness. Text size.
So I'm going to double tap this text size here.
Text size. Back button. Apps that support dynamic type will adjust to your preferred reading size. Text size. 33% adjustable. Swipe up or down, 50%, 33%, 17%, 17%.
So I guess the lower the percentage, the lower the size.
33%, 50%, 67%, 83%, 100%.
So I'll just leave that at 33.
50%, 33%.
And I'll go back. Back again.
Settings. Settings. General. Do not. Brightness and text size.
VoiceOver seems to be having some difficulties. Forget this digital crown.
Digital crown navigation off.
Alright, so there's a little more reliability, I think, with flicking left and right, so.
Brightness and text size.
So we already did that.
Sounds and haptics. General.
So in general.
General. About.
We have about. That'll give us information.
That's small.
2.1
gigabytes.
13,661.
Yep.
How big is a gigabyte?
A gigabyte is...
No, it sounded like it said gigabyte.
No. Gigabyte.
Model. Oops. Serial number. FHMQL. Wi-Fi address. 0. Bluetooth. 0. A. Seed. 042. Legal info.
So So there's all sorts of stuff in here. So I'm going to go out of there. Now, in orientation, this is where you can set things. Oops. That's set things up. So you can select either left or right wrist. This will also affect when you're swiping left or right.
Digital crown, heading, left, selected, right.
So with the watch on the left wrist, the digital crown is generally pointed toward the right. But you can change this.
But now wait, if it's on your left wrist, wouldn't you be using your right hand?
Yeah, you would. And the digital crown is on the right side. It's considered to be on the right when it's pointed toward your hand.
Wouldn't it always be on the right side?
No, you can tell it in here to be on the left side.
Selected. Right. Orientation. Wake screen.
Now in wake screen... And then if you raise your wrist, it'll wake up. And there's another option that's not shown while that's off that has to do with if you raise your wrist and the screen wakes, will it go to the watch face or the most recently accessed application?
When this is on, raising your wrist will wake the Apple Watch display.
If you turn your wrist in a certain way, it'll also wake it, so there's false positives there.
On tab. Heading. Wait for 15 seconds. Selected. Wait for 70 seconds. Choose how long the Apple Watch display stays on when you tap to wake it.
So...
Does the iPhone have that?
The iPhone does. It's under like the lock screen settings.
Which is where?
Well, if you unlock the iPhone... Then you can set the number of seconds in which it'll take the screen to go to sleep. I don't know exactly where those are.
But I mean, but like, what about if you like if you, hold on, where did I put my phone in? So if like, if you hit the screen.
Oh.
And just let that sit there.
Yeah. Well, it'll lock in 10 seconds. But the watch is a little different than the iPhone. So there's differences with the operating system. You can't tap the iPhone screen and wake it up that way. So that's it for the wake screen settings. Now what nightstand mode is when you are charging the watch, you can put it on its side with the digital crown and the power button facing up the screen. Generally, I would face it toward the bed. And then it'll say nightstand mode, and it'll be charging. And when it's in nightstand mode and an alarm goes off, you press the power button to dismiss it, or the digital crown to turn on snooze. And in here we have the voiceover and zoom. And in the voiceover settings we have a couple of options. Most of them are on the phone. Most of the useful ones. I think the only one we have on the phone is the screen curtain. So I'm not going to go through those too much.
Siri.
Siri, you can turn on or off the Hey Siri feature. So if you have your phone waking on wrist raise, you can say, Hey Siri, into it, and then whatever you want it to do, and it'll do it. But I prefer to have that off and hold the digital crown to load Siri.
Regulatory.
I'm not exactly sure what this is, but I think it has something to do with the... So it states some of the regulations that it abides by and whatnot. That's actually in the iPhone now, too. And, of course, that's where you go to reset the watch.
Bluetooth.
So that's really all the settings on the phone that I want to go through.
Nice.
Most of them are pretty simple. They seem to explain themselves, and you can explore them pretty well. Now, I'm not going to go through a review of different applications here, but I will. Sorry, what?
That would be wonderful fun to do. At least one.
At least one, okay. I will go through one that could be rather useful.
How do you switch home screens?
I did. I pressed the crown to go to the home screen, and then I flicked to the left, and I went to Simple Record. This will record in a lower quality for a 5-minute time limit.
I mean, like, different home screen pages, like, on the phone?
No, it doesn't have
different home screen pages.
It doesn't have different pages like the phone does.
It just stacks apps on one screen.
Yep. Not all of them are displayed. You have to swipe right or left or flick right or left with VoiceOver to find them. So, Simple Record. Double tapping here. Simple Mic is what it's called. Now, each app on the watch has a companion iPhone app. So, I will be going through that a little bit as well. So, I'll double tap this. Now, before you heard VoiceOver say cancel button, the watch tapped me twice to indicate that it is recording. Now, if I flick right,
stop recording button regular button.
Flick right again.
Stop recording.
Oh.
440.
That was left. So it says 440. That's how much time I have left. So it's not an app that you can just leave running, which is fine. Because something like this will really kill the battery, especially if you left it going. You could probably record for maybe 4 hours straight from the watch, but what can I say? It's only got a 250 milliamp hour battery. So, out of all the recording apps I've found, this one is probably one of the better ones. And I'll show you why here on the iPhone companion app. So flicking to the right, and I'll stop it.
Stop recording button regular button. Play audition button regular.
And you can play it.
Pause audition button regular
button. So it's kind of quiet playing it, but that's okay.
Play audition button.
It is regular. Still audible.
Play audition save.
Flicking button to the left, and there's the save button. So, double tap.
Record button.
There doesn't seem to be any audible indication of when it's actually saved, but it will synchronize to the iPhone. So, that is one app that could be fairly useful. So, I'm going to press the crown once to get to home screen, and then press it again to get back to the clock face.
Simple mic. Clock face. 20, 40, and 42 seconds.
So, covering it with my palm, kind of in a quick motion, and that turns off the screen. So, I'm getting the iPhone out here, and I need to turn the speech rate down. Alright, so I'm going to go to the third page by taking three fingers and swiping them to the left on the screen.
Page 2 of 3. Page 3 of 3. Koala Sand.
Now I'm going to find Simple Mic.
Voice clock. Simple Mic.
Double tap. Now, I want to be very clear with this application. It's designed to work with voiceover running using some of the voiceover gestures.
Recording control gesture area.
The recording control gesture area is basically takes up most of the screen. Flicking up, you can change its modes.
Sound activated. No motion activated. Normal.
That's flicking up. Flicking down.
No motion activated.
And then flicking up.
Normal.
So the different modes here.
What are those?
Well, I'll tell you. The different modes. Normal is it will start recording immediately. No motion activated means when the phone is set down and it's still for a little bit, then it'll start recording. And voice activated is recording at a certain threshold. So I'll go with the no motion activated real quick.
No motion activated.
And turn up the voiceover volume. Now, to start recording, you flick to the right, like you would with voiceover flicking to the right. And then after I do that, it's not going to do anything, but I'll put it on its table next to me, and then you'll hear it just start recording automatically. It's actually kind of cool. So flicked to the right, it's set on the table, now we wait. It is recording. The vibration and the sound audibly told us so. Now, as far as I know, on the iPhone, there's no time limit because you could conceivably record all day with it. But that's not the coolest part of the app, these gestures, although they are pretty neat. Now, to pause the recording, while it's recording, you tap on the screen.
Pause.
Then you tap.
Resume.
That's just one tap to do both of those. Now, to stop recording, you flick to the left. Now, you have to use your finger on the screen to find things. Otherwise, you're going to activate some stuff.
Recording mode button.
So, that's a button in the upper left-hand corner. As far as I know, it doesn't do anything.
Recording control gesture area. Orientation lock. Help button.
Help is in the upper right-hand corner below the status bar.
Recording control gesture area. Settings button.
Settings is in the lower right hand corner.
0:00.
The time is right above the home button.
Recordings list button.
The recordings list is the bottom left hand side of the screen. So I described all that because of the nature of this app. Now, double tap the recordings list.
Recordings list button. Recording.
Double tapping those can be kind of a challenge. Now I can flick left and right safely.
Recordings, heading, done, button. Selected, 1/2/16:20:43:09:0:30, vertical line 253 kilobytes,
8:45.
Now that was the one I just recorded on the iPhone.
Play, button. More info, 1/2/16:20:43:09:0:30. Vertical line 253 kilobytes. Button.
That's
Wow. 8:45.
Sorry? What did that say, 8:45?
It did. Talking clock announced at the time.
1/2/16:20.
Is that on the
30,
phone?
30:01:09. Vertical line 213 kilobytes. Button.
Yep, talking clock is on the phone. So that recording that it just announced was the one that the watch made. You can only select one recording at a time. Kind of unfortunate.
Play, dimmed, button, more info, 1/2/16:20:38:30:19, vertical line 213 kilobytes, button.
And I'm flicking to the right to get to these.
12/31/15:20:35:445. Vertical line 905 kilobytes, button, play, dimmed, button, more info, 12, playback scrubber, 0%, adjustable, 0:00:30. Delete recording button. Upload recording button.
Now.
Share recording button. Share recording button.
You can share the recording with someone. You can upload it.
Upload recording button.
Now when you go to upload.
Upload alert. Cancel button. Enable AirDrop. Tap to turn on Wi-Fi and Bluetooth to share with AirDrop.
It's like different apps. And then you have different things here.
Notes button. Drag Google Drive button. Draggable.
So you have the various things you can use, and I have Google Drive.
Select. Cancel button. Upload button.
And it's all set up, so I'll upload.
Upload. Blake Albraith. Blakeline at gmail.com button. Close button. My drive heading. New folder button. Search button. No files or folders in my drive. Back button. Cancel button. Save here button. Cancel button. Upload button. 14517925.n48246 kilobytes button. Blakeline at gmail.com button. My drive button. Share button. Share button. My Blake 1 upload button. Uploading dimmed. 14517925.n48 3% uploaded button. 14517925.n48 52% uploaded button. 14517925.n48 71%
So I'd flicked to the button, and it's just announcing the progress.
4% uploaded button. 14 complete dimmed button. Close button.
So since uploading is done, we'll close it.
Recordings heading.
So that was, I think, one of the coolest things about the app. Very unique in voice recording applications. I haven't quite seen something like that before. So you could use Dropbox or any application that will allow you to share things with it to upload the recording to. So I'm going to press done.
Done button. Done. Recording mode button.
And then I'll hit a double tap home.
App switcher.
Flick to the right.
Simple mic active. Actions available.
Three finger swipe up.
Closing simple mic. Talking clock.
Hit home.
Simple mic.
Home again.
Home messages.
And I'm going to turn my rate up.
40%.
45%. Back to
100%.
What was that, Matt?
I searched talking clock, but I can't find it.
I'm not quite sure why. Talking clock. It should be in the App Store.
Yeah, but I searched it and it came up with like 2,000 something results.
The one you are looking for is just called Talking Clock. I think Matt did a demo on it once. Speaking of Matt, the next little demonstration I'm going to do with the Apple Watch is going to be sending a message, and I'm going to send it to Matt. So I'm going to open Siri by holding down the digital crown. Send a message to Matthew Barnhill.
Oh, this ought to be good.
About time I hear your voice.
Now I'm going to hold the digital crown again. Receive this message on your iPhone, comma, because it's all you have, period. Now, to send it, again, I'll hold down the digital crown. Send.
Consider it done. How do you know when to send it?
I know when to send it after I read the message and verify that it's correct.
No, I mean, how do you know when to send it?
How did I know what? Sorry, what? Oh, when to speak?
Say, yeah.
The phone will tap me twice on the wrist to let me know that it is ready. There's no audible indication. But there's that one.
And is that using Compact Samantha?
Yes.
20:51 and 25 seconds.
So, the phone is, or the watch is off, the screen is off now, and got my arm resting on the armrest, And I'm just sitting here waiting for a reply. When it comes in, the watch will vibrate, and then it will tap me on the wrist and make a sound. The vibration will come before the tap and the sound. And so you probably won't hear that. Now, if I'm quick enough, I'll tap the screen.
Matthew Barkell.
Yep.
Messages.
Double tap it.
Messages.
Now.
Messages. Matthew Barkell. Blake is waiting for a reply. 2051.
Now I can flick to the right.
Reply. Button.
Double tap. Now we have a whole bunch of responses. I can flick to the right and I can go through them.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. Talk later?
But I don't like those, so I just touch the bottom right of the screen.
BR dictate button.
And I double tap.
Double tap to start dictation.
So
double tap when finished.
Double tap to start dictation and I'll double tap when I'm finished. This time I'm going to make it an audio message. This is an audio message. The watch is still on my wrist, and my wrist is still resting on the armrest of the chair. So we'll see how loud this is. Now, flick to the right.
Send us audio.
And we'll double tap. And it's sent.
Looks yes, like I have some catching up to do.
Yeah, hit that button.
Generally, radioactive is associated with something harmful. So it doesn't make sense to me to say have a radioactive this, that, or the other.
I believe that one was on the watch as well.
Anyway, I hope you can get your credit card situation figured out. That doesn't sound like a very good one. I've got a bit of a problem with housing. They can't find my social security number, which is strange. But everything's fine on the social security's end, so I'm not sure what the deal is.
Yep, that was the watch.
Hello again.
This is another one from
it's
the watch.
Time to make a decision, once and for all. PHP 7 is now available on Arch Linux. I haven't updated your packages on the server because of that. Because we still have podcast generator in most of the directories. So we need to decide if we're going to stick with it or go through every one of them and convert them over to the same system that the Quick Learning Techie Show is using. If we're sticking with it, then I'll keep PHP 5 on Arch Linux as long as I can, and until Podcast Gen is updated. I don't know when it will be. Hopefully within the next week or so.
And here's the one I just sent.
The watch is still on my wrist, and my wrist is still resting on the armrest of the chair. So we'll see how loud this is.
That wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so the next thing I wanted to demo is a call. So I'll start. And I will make a phone call to Matt, and I'll have him call me back on FaceTime audio, proving that the phone can indeed do both. So to start the call, I'm going to use Siri.
2056.
Call Matthew Barnhill iPhone.
Except one.
Hello. How do I sound?
I think you sound good.
Very good. Now, to end the call, I can use a two-finger double tap. And I will do that. Now, I'm going to touch the crown, or tap the crown. Make sure I'm at the face. And turn the screen off by covering it with my palm. Now, if you will FaceTime audio me, Matt. Try Siri this time. Hold your home button and say into the phone, FaceTime audio call, Blake Galbraith. So that's the phone. That's the watch. The watch is on the right. Now I'm going to tap the screen of the watch.
Answer. Button.
Double tap.
Answer. Mute. Button.
Hello there.
Hello there.
And we are doing FaceTime audio. Ah, not working. Mute yours, Matt.
Selected. Mute.
Until Matt gets to his.
There we are.
Mute your microphone.
My mic is muted.
Mute your microphone on your phone. You want to put the phone through the mixer, too.
That can be arranged.
Mute.
That way people can hear what I sound like through the watch. Somewhat.
Alrighty.
Alright.
So, I guess to do this a little better, I'll go over and turn off my microphones on the mixer.
Do that then.
Okay. The microphones are off and I'm talking. My arm is just down by my side right now. So this is what it sounds like. Now I'm sitting in the chair and my arm is on the armrest. I'm actually rocking. So as you can tell, there's some pretty good noise reduction. Now, I've raised in my wrist. It's kind of a couple inches away.
I like
and
it.
And this is what my voice sounds like that way. Now, you're supposed to be able to talk on calls like this for about 3 hours. So that's how it works. Alright, that'll do.
Get back to the chair here with the microphones. Now, end the call. Okay. So the watch doesn't really give any audible notification. Hey, I said end the call.
Make the watch end the call.
No, you end the call this time. I've already made the watch end a call. Did you end it?
Yep, sure did.
21-1. Mute button.
You sure? The watch?
Yep.
Does not seem to have ended it.
I'm back to messages.
Very odd. Well, I'll do the two-finger double tap. So, maybe there's a bug there, which wouldn't surprise me.
2102 and 2 seconds.
Now, with iMessages, or any kind of message that you get on your phone, you will get it on the watch and you can reply appropriately. And then from that moment on, you have that available on the watch. And you can open it. The messages and go through the list of messages that you have received and sent on the watch. That includes any groups that you might have on your phone. So to quickly open messages, I will hold down the crown. Open messages.
Messages.
And we have messages. And that was what I sent to Matt.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So let's see what the actions are here. Swiping one finger down.
More. Ellipsis. Activate item. Default action.
So just like the phone. So if I take two fingers and swipe right, left, right, it'll go back. It will go back. Sometimes it's a little finicky.
Matthew Barnhill.
So that's swiping to the right.
Matthew Barnhill, unread, 2053, one audio message.
So there's an audio message, so I'll double tap here.
Matthew, back button.
Touch the bottom right of the screen. Flicking to the right. Okay, flick to the left.
Matthew Barnhill, audio message. 21, 3, 3 seconds.
Double tap.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
So VoiceOver was talking over the top. So for the solution to this,
expires Matthew Barnhill.
I'm going to double tap this again, and then I will two-finger tap on the screen.
Then double tap to activate.
So, as you can tell, it was kind of quiet, but you got the gist of it. Probably quiet because Matt wasn't talking into his phone properly. We all know how it can be. Right, Barnhill?
That's right, I was holding it up to my ear for that one.
So that can make things a little quieter.
Nice.
So, I'm going to go back again, and you will see.
Matthew Barnhill, edified access iMessage, 1953. I did. Now I'm responding on the watch.
That's from the group.
Swipe up or down to select a cup. Melissa Ballin.
And then I have that from my sister, a friend. Now, in the group, the Edified Access group, I'm going to flick right through the messages that I have available.
Matthew Barnhill, let's find out if Blake will get a message on his watch from the group. Later tonight, we might do a demo. 19, your iMessage, I did. Now I'm responding on the watch. 19, reply, button.
So, that is what is available. Now, going back.
Messages.
So you probably noticed there's no compose message. So to get into some of these extra options, you do a force touch, and that is putting one finger on the screen and pressing down a little harder than you ordinarily would.
New message. Button.
Now I'm flicking right.
New message.
Left.
Button.
So that's all that's in there. So to get out of that, you press the digital crown.
Now I'm responding on the watch.
And I'll press the digital crown again.
Clock phase. 2106 and 56 seconds.
Now, one other thing I want to demonstrate, and then I'll open it up to anything else anyone might want me to go through or questions they may have or whatever. How to change your watch face and customize it. So, while you're on the face, you force touch. One finger on the screen, pressing down.
Minimalist. Analog face with customizable detail.
So this is the simple face, and you can flick left and right.
Modular. A digital face featuring a flexible grid of 5 complications.
That would probably be Matt's favorite one.
That's right.
Unless he wants seconds on his watch.
I want complications and seconds.
Okay, well, you can do utility, which has 3 complications on it. One in the upper left, one in the upper right, and one in the bottom that covers the left and right of the screen. Basically the middle. Or you can go with simple, which has 4 complications, which is what I like. Has the time displayed in analog with seconds, and the date, which is just a number. And that's the number of the day, but VoiceOver will tell you the month, too. So I'm going to flick right to simple and kind of go through. I'll go on modular. Modular, actually.
Modular,
so I'm going to swipe down. Double tap.
White selected. Option 2 of 18.
So this is the color of the face.
Turn the digital crown to customize this item. Swipe left or right to choose a different item. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
You can turn the digital crown or swipe up and down to adjust it. I usually swipe up and down. I find it a little more effective, although the digital crown can be quicker if you're going through multiple options. So swiping to the right.
Editing top left complication. Weather selected. Adjustable.
Weather will tell you what the temperature feels like.
Swipe left or right to choose a different item. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So I actually want to change this to the timer. So I'm going to swipe down.
Timer selected. Option 12 of 13.
And I'm going to flick right.
Editing large complication. Date selected. Adjustable. Turn the digital crown to customize this item. Swipe left or right to choose a different item. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
What would I want for that one?
Moon face selected. Option 6 of 12.
That'll tell you what the moon is at. Full or whatever.
Stock selected. Option. Stopwatch selected. Option 8. Sunrise and sunset selected. Time bus selected. Timer selected. Weather selected. Option 12 of 12.
So that was flicking up. Now I'm going to flick down.
Stock selected. Moon phase selected. Date selected. Next event selected. Option. Alarm selected. Activity selected. Option 2 of 12.
I'll put that on weather, why not?
Alarm, net, date, move, stop, timer selected, weather selected, option 12 of 12.
No, flick right.
Editing bottom left complication. Alarm selected, adjustable. Editing bottom middle complication. Timer selected, adjustable. Turn the digital crown to customize this item. Swap. Editing bottom right complication. Battery selected. Adjustable. Editing bottom right.
Okay, that's why I had the large battery complication selected. As the adjustable. Date.
Editing. Editing large complication. Weather selected. Adjustable.
So I'm going to flick down to select
turn
date.
Timers. Time bus select. Sunrise and sun. Stopwatch select. Stock selected. Moon phase select. Date selected. Option 5 of 12.
Now, press the digital crown once.
Modular. a digital face featuring a flexible grid of 5 complications.
Double tap.
Modular. 2111.
There is no seconds for this one. That was me putting my palm over the screen. Now tap it to turn it on.
2112.
Now, top left.
Set timer.
Top middle. I guess it's top left, top right.
2112.
And it's not the corners like the one I use.
57% battery power.
So as you can see, using the watch like this really drains it a lot.
Alarm. 5. Set timer. Double T. Saturday, January 2nd. 2112.
So the date's kind of at the right side.
Saturday, January 2nd.
And the time is kind of in the middle. Then you have the other complications on the corners. So I'm going to force touch to select my simple face again.
Modular, a digital face feed, simple.
Flick to the right and double tap.
Analog face, 2113 and 9 seconds.
Then I have my complications at the corners.
Stopwatch, 0 seconds elapsed. Set timer. Alarm. 56% battery power.
And that's how it works. I'm going to turn the screen off with my palm over it. So that's a couple of the things that you can do on the Apple Watch. Anything else that I should demonstrate? Any questions?
How about multitasking?
You can't really multitask on the watch. The most you can do with that is using the stopwatch or the timer. You can probably use both at the same time. And then you can do other things.
What about listening to Zillow while adjusting stuff on the watch?
You cannot listen to Zillow on the watch.
Oh.
Even if you could, the app would have to be open and you would have to be hearing it. Because the watch is a slower device, much slower than the iPhone.
Ah, shame. I thought we'd be able to have it in the background just like we do everywhere else.
No, it's a computer on your wrist that's small. So it's probably 3 or 4 times slower than the iPhone. You wouldn't notice too much in this demo, probably. Unless you listen real carefully, but the responsiveness of VoiceOver is limited. It's a little less responsive than it's actually more responsive than I thought it would be. It's less responsive than it is on the iPhone or the iPad or whatever.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know, I think you might be able to multitask listening to music, but I'm not sure because I don't have any music.
Alrighty then.
Oh, this is going to be important. Notifications and glances. Notifications. So I'm going to tap the watch, then I'm going to do 2 fingers swiping down. Like you would do 3 fingers swiping down on the iPhone is 2 fingers on the watch. So tap. 2 fingers swipe down. Doesn't matter where you are. I'm going to go from the middle down.
No notifications.
Now, to access glances, you do 2 fingers swipe up.
2116 and 14 seconds.
So since I was in the notification center, that just took me out of it. So from the watch face, you do 2 fingers swipe up. Or you can do it from the home screen, too.
56% battery remaining. Power reserve. Button. Page 2 of 6. Adjustable.
Now, flicking.
Swipe up or down with 1 finger to adjust the value.
You can do that, or you can do 2 fingers swipe to the right. Sometimes that doesn't work.
Power reserve button. 21:16:55.
Well, that thing diminishes the battery quite January quickly. 7. Wow.
Yeah, it's a watch. It's got a small battery. The screen will diminish the battery. So, swiping up with two fingers.
Battery.
I'm going to try this two-finger swipe to the right one more time.
Connected over iPhone.
This is the settings glance.
Connected over iPhone. Airplane mode. Switch button. Off.
So you can enable or disable that
Double
there.
Tap to toggle. Do not disturb. Switch button.
And that's actually ping iPhone.
Tap to toggle setting.
I'll demonstrate that here in a second.
Custom airplay. Dim. Switch button. Off. Page 1 of 6.
So before I demonstrate ping iPhone, I'm going to lose my iPhone, which is code for put it down somewhere. Say I put it on my stove and I forgot it.
That's a bad place to put a poor iPhone.
Yeah, it is. All right, so what we do is we go to ping iPhone. We double tap. And I can go over to it. If I didn't find it the first time, I can double tap again.
Yeah, that's similar to what the Find My iPhone app would do.
Right. And I did hear that mentioned as well. So.
21:18:50.
That's that one. You can measure your heart rate, do a whole bunch of fitness stuff and whatnot, which I have turned off on my phone. Or my watch. I've turned it off on the phone app, on the watch, which is, I'd say it's pretty self-explanatory, as the watch has been. You have to adjust voiceover speech rate from the watch. You cannot adjust it from the phone. You can only adjust its volume. So, wow. Anything else I should demonstrate? Any questions?
Nope. I guess if we can't hear Zillow from the watch. I've heard people talk on it on the watch, but...
You've heard people talk on it on the watch?
Yes.
When?
That's all right. One last call for questions.
When have you heard that?
When Sean did it, a couple months ago.
And he was using an Apple Watch?
Yep.
I don't see how that's possible when Zella says you can only remotely control it.
Ah, well, remotely controlling might also mean remotely keying of it.
It does, but it doesn't mean that you're speaking through the watch.
Good point.
So are you sure you heard him talking through the watch?
Maybe he was too close to his iPhone, so probably not.
Mm-hmm. Also, the remotely controlling of Zella doesn't quite work bug-free just yet. When the iPhone is locked and you double-tap to talk and then double-tap to stop talking, it'll stop talking for you, all right. And then it'll start immediately keying you up again to talk. You double-tap it again and it stops. And
oh, my.
Yeah, so it's got some problems with it, but it does seem to work okay for the most part. But with how it works, I might as well just pick up the iPhone and use it.
Good point.
So no questions? Alright, no questions, just wrapper noise.
Emily
sounds
has
like
questions.
Someone's opening the chips.
Oh, let's unwrap that. Give me some. All right. Well, thank you very much for doing that wonderful little demo. I will put that up in the Edified Access Apple podcast, and it'll be something cool.
There's plenty of podcasts about the Apple Watch on Apple Viz as well, which is where I got a lot of my information.
That's very good. Apple Viz, however, is always a good place to go.
Yes, however,
they don't always sound as good as yours.
The Apple Viz podcasts are highly edited and give a colored view of how the watch is presenting itself. I think it makes it sound a little more responsive than it actually is. Because when you're loading some apps, it'll say, loading. Let's see if I can demonstrate that real quick.
Alright.
I'm going to hold the power button. Hold it again. And that should quit my apps. Now, let's see if I can find a good one.
Remote, messages, activity, workout, timer, stopwatch, clock, world clock, alarm, calendar, phone, mail, maps, photos.
Looking for weather.
Camera, weather.
Double tap.
Weather. Riverdale.
So it doesn't quite have my location down.
Riverdale.
It's looking to the right.
21. Partly cloudy. Image.
Yeah, it's many 22. Miles off there.
Partly cloudy. Image.
So
20. Riverdale.
It's not telling me what the actual temperature is. Alarm.
Alarms.
This is how you can set your alarms.
Work. Five. On. Double tap to edit alarm. Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
So the only actions here.
Toggle alarm. Activate item. Default. Toggle alarm.
That's it.
Activate item. Default action.
So to add a new alarm, you force touch it. Now it's me flicking right and left, and that's it. And adding the alarm, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Change time. New alarm. Back button. Change time. 21. 24.
You just double tap to go in there, and there's the hour and minute adjustment.
Repeat. Never.
Then you can set the days it'll repeat on. You can dictate a label here. Double tapping starts it, and then double tapping stops it, I believe. So I'll just double tap real quick. Test alarm.
Label. Test alarm.
Now I'm going
to dictate label for alarm.
I'm going
to
flick left.
Repeat. Never.
Flick left again. And I'm going to go in here.
Change time, 21 o'clock, 24 minutes, adjustable.
Now I'm going to change it to
swipe up, 25 minutes, 26 minutes.
26. And if I'm quick.
26 minutes, cancel, set, button, set, change time, repeat, late, snooze, delete, delete, change time, new alarm, back button.
Yeah,
now
there
that's
it is.
The alarm.
21, 26. Test alarm. Snooze. Dismiss. Button. Dismiss. 21, 26, and 20 seconds.
Now I can tap the lower left corner to open alarms.
Alarm. Five. Alarms. Test alarm. 21, 26.
Now double tap off. This.
Double tap to edit alarm. Change. Repeat.
Flicking label. To the right.
Snoop. Delete. Delete. Delete.
And I'll double tap.
Delete. Alarms. Work. 5. Work. Alarms.
And that's
alarms.
That.
Clock face.
That's very good.
27 and 1 second.
Other than the stopwatch and the timer. The timer you can set with Siri really easily. The stopwatch, you could probably start with Siri. But if you're in the stopwatch app, you can use the two-finger double tap to start and stop it, and it's pretty accurate. You can also change its display. It's digital, analog, and I think there's one more option, but it's fairly easy. Basically, exploring the watch with the voiceover gestures flicking left and right, or using the three-finger double tap to turn on digital crown navigation and using the crown. Following the hints and whatnot will basically get you up and running with it. And just explore the watch app on the iPhone. It's full of useful items. And as all things Apple tend to do, it basically explains itself. Any questions?
Not at the top of my head.
Nope. Sounds pretty good.
Dig deep into your head. Find questions.
Sorry, I can't dig through my skull.
Well, Emily said she didn't have any questions off the top of her head, so gotta dig deep, I guess.
Yeah, dig a little deeper with that shovel.
Well, I was looking through the watch on my phone, and I didn't know that you could pay groceries.
Yes,
you can.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
The way that works is you double tap the power button, or you press the power button twice quickly. The phone can be off while you do it, and it will pull up a little screen. Very quietly telling you your card. And then you hold the screen up to the reader and it'll pay. I plan to test it on the bus on Monday.
Yep, just like the phone, it'll charge him $2.50.
Yep, it will. It'll be a $2.50 well worth the wait.
Well, and the sad part is, it won't do transfer, so you still have to remember to ask for a transfer so you get your 2 or 3 hours worth.
Yes, it will.
Oh.
It'll transfer. You just tap it like you're paying. Then when you're out, your time's up, it'll charge you again.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep, it would work that way with an NFC credit card as well, which is called PayWave for whatever, Wells Fargo.
And then I did the Explore, and it says Apple Watch plus Christy Turlington Burns.
Very strange.
That's odd. You don't have an Apple Watch, do you?
I do not. I'm just looking up at the one on my phone.
Yep, the Watch app.
The Watch app shouldn't have any options unless you're paired with Watch.
It just has videos. Yeah, you can also look in the Apple Store app.
It has a start pairing, which I don't have a watch yet, so.
Yeah, are you planning on getting one now?
I don't have the money for it right now.
I don't have the money either. I have to wait.
Yep.
You think you'd get one if you did?
Probably would. Couple other goals that are slightly more important, radio stuff, but binaural mics and that, but yes, I would get a watch.
I see.
Well, this has been a fun, great podcast, more realistic than some of the others, because yeah, it's just the way we are. We present things as they really are, not doctor them up. So, like to thank Blake for generously donating of a lot of his time and giving us this wonderful demo. It sounded great. Did well.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody, for coming, those of us who remained. And this will be up in edifiedaccess.info/radio/apple. With that, hope everybody has a good night. Have fun.